It's pretty safe to say that we had one of the best football weekends here in the Tri-County area that we have had between Hastings and Prescott in quite some time. Dual shutout victories, and we start with the Hastings Raiders football team and head coach Dana Strain. And the biggest stat to come out of the weekend for Mr. Dick Craig was 59 total yards allowed against one of the best running teams in the section year in and year out. Coach Strain was very impressed with the team's defensive effort against the Apple Valley Eagles.
It was an incredible night, really, defensively, and you summed it up pretty good. It's tough to compare it to anything else. It was obviously a big part of why we were able to win. And, you know, to pitch a shutout is cool, but really when you look at it even more closely, we put ourselves in some bad spots. So not only did we, you know, not give up a lot of yards, and not only did we pitch the shutout, but we did it in a game where we were backed up with our backs against the wall quite a bit, particularly early on when we made some mistakes and had to play on very short fields and backed up. And Apple Valley definitely won the battle of field position, and that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on. So that's an area that we're not happy about in terms of how we performed in that manner, but it does help even magnify how special that effort was defensively. You know, it would have been one thing if we had one going away and put up a ton of points early and it was easy, but this was one where we did what we did defensively when the game was on the line all the way in until the start of the fourth quarter, and much of that in a 0-0 game where we were playing with our backs against the wall. I mean, we got the one big turnover there from Milner that was enormous, the play after we kind of turned it over. So just a lot of different great moments there defensively that gave us a chance to get going and end up kind of putting it away. But that was just a magnificent effort in what was a very close game.
Even though the Raiders gave Apple Valley a couple of short fields because of turnovers or just the field position battle not going the Raiders' way, but before the Raiders scored to end the second quarter, that huge interception from Danny Milner was very big. And not only that, when the Raiders couldn't convert deep in Apple Valley's territory, they took the ball back again with a fourth down stop.
Yeah, I agree, and you know, that's something that we've talked about along the way, is that you never know, you know, what play is going to be one of those key moments in a game, and we try to just, you know, make sure we're playing the next play and try to win each play. And but certainly it was big in the moment, but when you look back on it, probably even bigger, and certainly a key play of the game. And like you said, to do it so quickly after we kind of gave them field position and to get that thing right back, I thought helped settle us down a great deal. And particularly early in the season, to play with a lead or to play from behind, they're two very different dynamics. And so since they took the ball over there on whatever part it was of the field, but very deep in our territory, for us to turn them back right there was huge and allowed it to stay a 0-0 game. Because if that goes even 3-0 and you start playing from behind, that's a different stressor, and you never know what happens. So a very big moment, and certainly looking back, one of the key two or three moments of the game for sure.
Offensively, the play that ended up actually winning the game was at the end of the first half with 16 seconds to go, as Axel Arnold found Johnny Bezdacek on a perfect 26-yard over-the-shoulder pass and catch, and with Reese Fillion's kick, made it 7-0 going into halftime.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, to score the last drive right before half is always big, and the fact that we did it in the fashion that we did, in kind of a hurry-up offense, but also doing a lot of that still on the ground and between the tackles. You know, that was a great drive for our kids. And then that ball that Axel threw to Johnny, we're still early in the season, and so we're trying to get some of that timing down and some of that touchdown on some of those deep shots. And it's important for a team that's built the way we are that we start to convert on more of those deep shots. And that was just a beautiful example of Axel giving his guy a chance to make a play, putting a little air underneath it and letting Johnny run under it. And it ends up being a great throw, great touch. And Johnny adjusted to it extremely well. And like you said, just the momentum that generates going into halftime, such a different feeling at that point, 7-0 as opposed to 0-0. So a huge drive, a huge finish, and something that we want to continue to grow upon is our ability to hit those explosive big shots, because we've got some receivers that can do it, our line that can protect well, and we got a quarterback that can do it too.
The Raiders will have their first Friday night game of the season this week against Simley for Tackle Cancer Night, Parents Night, and the celebration of the 2001 State Tournament team's 20-year anniversary.
Well, we know we're going to face a very good football team. They're well coached. They're a talented football team. I know last year when these two teams faced off, it was a very close battle, and we did fall short in that one, but it was a very competitive football game. A lot of key moments throughout that game that could have turned it either way. And I expect that the same thing this week is that it's going to be a tight football game, and it's going to be one of those deals where there's going to be a few moments when we look back on it that are going to be the difference, and we need to make those plays this time around. So we think it's going to be a tight ball game. We're excited for the opportunity and a shot to go 2-1.
The Raiders get a Friday night game this week live on KDWA, 6:15 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff with the Simley Spartans at Todd Field.